mindful. This is a mindfulness exercise. So make yourself comfy, uncross your legs and arms, find a comfy spot for your head. And wherever you are, just to ensure that you're able to stay there without being distracted or disturbed. So again, in this exercise, like others, don't try to force anything or make anything happen. Just allow yourself to relax into it. So what I'd like you to do for the first few moments is just pay attention to your breath. Close your eyes and pay attention to the breath as you breathe in nice and slow in through the nose, focusing all your attention on the breath moving inside the nasal passage. Nice, long, slow, deep breaths in, filling your lungs and your chest with nourishing oxygen. And then exhaling out through your mouth, and just feel the sense of release as you let that breath all the way out. So focusing on your breath. Breathing in and out, let that become your full attention, your full focus. Focus all your attention on the movement of the air coming in through your nose and out through your mouth. Taking a few more moments as I'm quiet to focus your attention on your breath. And as you continue focusing on your breath, I'm just going to explain the exercise. So mindful acceptance of any feelings, whether they be anxiety, sadness, frustration, overwhelm. Mindful acceptance of all these feelings, of all of your thoughts, of all your somatic experiences is the goal. And with time, you'll discover with repeated practice that no matter how bad the experience, no matter how bad the somatic experience in your body, the thoughts you're having, the repetitive nature of them, nothing lasts forever. Nor can these thoughts, these feelings do you any harm. So strangely enough, this exercise is not about making you feel better or different, relaxed or calm, although that may happen. The idea is instead to bring acceptance, awareness, and compassion to whatever sensations show up, whatever thoughts you're having, whatever feelings may be going on in the moment. You want to bring an attitude of awareness, compassion, and acceptance. It's about learning to stay with our worries, anxieties, fears, anger, sadness, overwhelm. Bringing warmth, as much warmth, as much acceptance, as much allowing compassion to the situation as you can. And in a concrete way, learning that these feelings, these thoughts, these sensations in our body are not the enemy. Mindful acceptance is a skill that comes with time. The goal is to develop this skill so that you can apply it in your life, wherever you are, at any time. There's no right or wrong way, just simply making a commitment to practice, doing these exercises on a path to becoming a better observer of your full experience, all your thoughts, all your feelings, all the somatic experiences, all the behaviors. It's best to find a quiet space to get comfy as you are now, where distraction is limited. And you can do this exercise at first listening to the recording. Or you can simply later on, as you get better at the process of the exercise, you can do it on your own, in your mind. After practicing with the recording for a week or two, you may prefer to practice on your own, at your own pace, without the recording. So now, allowing yourself to get even more comfortable. It's best to find a place where you can be semi-reclined, but not fully reclined, as in a bed. Because the temptation then is to simply drift off into sleep. So take a few moments now as you focus on your breath again, breathing nice and deep and slow, in through your nose, out through your mouth. As you focus on your breath, try to become more aware of sensations in your body. Bring awareness to the physical sensations, especially sensations of touch or pressure, where your body makes contact with the chair, your arms, your legs, your back, your head. And then slowly bring your awareness to the rise and fall of your breath as you breathe in and out, like ocean waves coming and going. Your breath is always there, it's always rhythmic. Focus on each inhalation and then each exhalation. Notice the changing patterns in the breath, in the chest and in the ribs as you breathe in, as compared to when you breathe out. Really notice all the physical sensations associated with the breath. There's no need to control your breath in any particular way. Just simply let the breath breathe all by itself. And as you can, bring an attitude of awareness, generous allowing, acceptance, to the rest of your experience, allowing it to be whatever it is. There's nothing to be fixed, no particular state to be achieved. Just simply allow your experience to be exactly what it is in this moment, without needing it to be other than it is. Noting to yourself, this is simply what it is right now. And sooner or later, your mind will wander. This is just what the mind does. Wandering away from your breath to other concerns, thoughts, to daydreams, to planning, to bodily sensations, to images, or it may just drift along. Notice what your mind has wandered off to and congratulate yourself because you've come back. The act of noticing what your mind has drifted off to is awareness. Mindful acceptance, awareness is key to it. Awareness when your mind drifts off. Awareness when your thoughts have changed. Awareness of feelings and sensations in your body. Awareness of behaviors. More aware. And you can bring it back. Bring it back to your breath. Bring a quality of kindness and acceptance to where your mind wandered to. No judgment, no frustration, no worry. And bring it back. As mentioned, it's natural for the mind to wander. It does it all the time. We don't even notice most of where it wanders off to. The goal of mindful acceptance is to increase our awareness. Noticing our thoughts and feelings, acknowledging their presence, acknowledging the somatic experiences, and staying with them. No need to think of anything else, make them go away, or resolve anything. Just allow them to be. Make space for it. Just as you become aware of any bodily sensations, feelings, tension, discomfort, any intense sensations in any parts of the body, notice it, acknowledge it, make space for it. Don't hold on to it, fuse with it, identify with it, magnify it, catastrophize it. Don't fuse with it in any way. Just note it, be aware of it, allow it to be there, make up space, see how much space it needs. How much space does it need? A room, a house, a football field, a whole city. How much space does it feel like it needs? And make as much space as it needs. And as you make this space, there's an attitude of allowing, generosity, acceptance, and compassion for what your experience is in that moment. Watch the sensations change from moment to moment as you make space for them, as you allow them to be there, as you notice their presence. Sometimes they weaken, sometimes they grow stronger, sometimes they stay the same. It doesn't really matter what they do, it's just noticing is important. Stay with your breath and breathe through the sensations, breathe through the feelings, breathe through the thoughts, allowing them to be there, make space from there, but connect with your breath. The purpose is not to get feeling better, but to get better at feeling, to get better at allowing you to experience what you're feeling in the moment, without magnifying it, catastrophizing it, avoiding it, getting mad at it, angry or overwhelmed, or hiding from it, numbing, escaping, and avoiding in whatever way. And if ever you notice you're unable to focus because of intense physical sensations, emotions, or thoughts, just let go of the focus on your breath and shift your attention to whatever is most discomforting, the emotion, the sensation, the thoughts, the physical sensations. Shift your attention there, onto it and into it. Stay with it no matter how bad it seems. Let your mind really stay with it rather than think about it. Don't judge it, just stay with the pure experience of it. Not catastrophizing or thinking about the future in relation to it or in the past. Not magnifying or catastrophizing, just stay with it in its pure intensity, as if you're watching an interesting phenomena, observing a bird eat a worm, or a horse connect with another. Just stay with it. Observe the intensity moment to moment. See how it changes in whatever way it does. Make room for the discomfort. Allow it to be there. And as you do, you'll notice an interesting thing happens all on its own. As you make space for it, as you observe it but not fuse with it, all on its own, it tends to lessen. It tends to shrink down. Allow it to get as big as it needs to. Allow it to take up as much space as it needs to. And when we stop fighting things, but not identifying with it, fusing with it, when we stop fighting it, magnifying it, catastrophizing it, judging it, thinking about it, and just observe it, it tends to dissipate all on its own. You may notice your mind coming up with evaluations such as dangerous, getting worse. If that happens, just simply label that as evaluations, as thinking, judgments, criticisms. Notice the thoughts about the thoughts. Notice the thoughts about the feelings. Notice the thoughts about the physical sensations. Notice the thoughts about your behaviors and about yourself. Notice the thoughts about the experience. And instead move towards feeling feelings as feelings, sensations as sensations, behaviors as behaviors, thoughts as thoughts. Neither any one of them true on its own, just to be observed like an interesting phenomena. We can label our thoughts as worry thoughts, catastrophizing thoughts, magnifying thoughts, frustration thoughts, intolerance, judgment, non-acceptance, whatever works for you. You can just simply lump it into judging thoughts, and observe it with a quality of kindness, awareness, compassion, and acceptance. Thoughts come and go, feelings come and go, sensations come and go. You're not your thoughts, you're not your physical sensations, your feelings, your urges. Make a gentle, kind, allowing space. Allow them to be there. Welcome them home. Don't fuse with it. Allow yourself to be present with whatever your experience may be. Notice doubts, fears, worries, frustrations. Acknowledge their presence. Don't work on them. Try to understand them. Just notice them. Allow and bring compassion to whatever your experience is moment to moment. And if you notice yourself tensing up and resisting, pushing away from the experience, just acknowledge that. Make space for whatever your experience is. So as you practice this exercise, what's really good is when you begin practicing it at home, before you set out to begin listening to the recording, think of a situation that's distressing for you. Either thoughts that were bothersome, sensations that you're experiencing in your body, emotions that keep hijacking you. Just remember a situation. And as you go through the exercise, try to bring those things back to mind of what you experienced in that moment as you experienced those things. Make space for all the discomfort. Invite it in. Accept it. Allow it to be there moment to moment. And notice how it changes all on its own. If you notice yourself resisting it, fighting it, repelling it, notice that too. Make space for that. with kindness and compassion, awareness and acceptance, allow it to be there, whatever it may be. Embrace the thoughts, the feelings, the sensations. Open up to them, always remembering they change moment to moment. And if your mind comes up with the labels, the judgments, dangerous, getting worse, can't stand it, if that happens, just simply thank your mind for the labels, the judgments. Return to the present experience as it is in its rawest form. Noticing those things, nothing more, nothing less. Pain times resistance equals suffering. When we resist is when we're judging, fighting, magnifying, catastrophizing. When we're not wanting it to be there, pain times resistance equals suffering. Suffering is optional. We can experience pain. We can do many things moment to moment with pain. It's when we fight it, when we want it to be different, when we catastrophize and think about the future, when we think about the past, when we say we can't handle it, we can't do it, when we try to escape from it, that's all resistance. Pain times resistance equals suffering. Experience things as they are, not as your mind tells you they are. And notice how things change. So take a moment to imagine a beautiful room. And you're at the doorway to this beautiful room. At the other side of the doorway is the image of you that you wish to be. Whatever this image may be, whatever is most important to you in this moment. It could be more confident. It could be more active. Could be more resilient, more calm, more trusting in yourself. Whatever is most important to you now. This image of you across the room embodies that quality that's most important to you in this moment. Take a moment to imagine this ideal you across the room, remembering we can't have perfection. But in some way, this image of you across the room is in some way, one specific way, a stronger version of you. Perhaps 10%, 5%, 20, 30, 40, 50, 80% more ideal in some meaningful way, to some degree. What is that one way that's most important to you, that this image of you across the room embodies? Notice why it's important to you. Why is it important now? What is so important about it? Why do you want it and value it? How does it contrast with how you see yourself today? How is it different? How does this ideal you help you in your life? And now, see the image of you in the doorway, as you are today. However that is, you envision. and see the pathway, see the pathway between you today and that ideal you. There's something blocking the pathway. Decide what's blocking the path, what's getting in your way. And then decide what you need to do to change it, to move it, to get around it. What do you need to do? What help do you need? What do you need to do differently? What tool do you need to unblock the path or to get around? And once you've decided what is most helpful to you now to get around or unblock the path, take a moment to see yourself doing that. And as you do, moving closer and closer to the ideal you in that specific way, to the degree that you envision, and see yourself fuse with that ideal you. And when you do, feel what it's like to feel that way. To see the world through those eyes, to see yourself through those eyes, to see your days through those eyes. Notice what it feels like in your body. Notice what it feels like in your mind. Embody those feelings. And make a commitment to yourself of what you're going to do today, tomorrow. To take those steps to get closer to the ideal you. And when you make that commitment, just finish the sentence, I will. And you can repeat that commitment to yourself over and over again and quietly in your mind's eye. I will. And as we bring this practice to a close, it's important to realize sometimes this exercise may be challenging. Sometimes mildly, moderately, or deeply challenging. It's important to not let the challenge, the judgment, stand in the way of practicing it over and over again as the weeks progress. These judgments tend to be driven by a particular outcome or pressure or goal. If that result shows up, it's important to remember no practice is a failure. Good things come from every time you practice. There's no right or wrong way to be mindful. And as we do this, the skill gets better and stronger. And one last thing every time you practice is to reflect upon how the practice today was helpful to you. And the way in which it was helpful and the way in which it was meaningful to you will be different each and every time you practice. So just taking a moment to reflect upon how this practice today was helpful to you. Remembering that mindful acceptance is a practice, is a skill that comes with practice, it comes with time. So when you're ready, you can open your eyes and return to the room around you.